I live in my eternally youthful spirit, mind, and body. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with an instant illumination. I live in my eternally youthful spirit, mind, and body. And you notice I said, I'm the Bean of the University of Healing. And when you're the Bean of the University of Healing, you're young, and you're vital, and you haven't been planted yet. See, one of these days I'll plant this seed that I am, and up will come hundreds and thousands of deans of the University of Healing. In every country, in every land in the world. I live in my eternally youthful spirit, mind, and body. The big difficulty of living in your eternally youthful spirit, mind, and body is to remember that you're youthful. Now, you guys say it's no problem because you are 14 and 10, and so that's no problem, is it? It's no problem to say that you're young when you're that age, is it? But should it be a problem to say you're young when you're 15 and when you're 18 and when you're 20 and when you're 30 and when you're 40 and when you're 50 and when you're 100? It shouldn't be any problem either. I gave a lecture at INTA, International New Thought Alliance, and in the lecture I pointed out two of the young spring chickens that we had at the meeting. One was 84, and he just was bounding with energy and everywhere and talking to everybody, and he was on top of everything. He just was having a ball. And the other was 83, fine man with a big, beautiful white beard, white hair and everything. And, huh?
And Spitzbart.
A big beard. And he was minding his own business, you know, doing the things that were important for him to do. And so I spoke about them during my talk. And I said, hey, who's that woman you got with you? That young girl that you got with you, to this 83-year-old man. And I know what his wife thought. I said, is she your wife? And she looked at him and said, see, sweetheart, I'm 86, and he thinks I'm younger than you are. And this is true. This is true. We are whatever age we think we are. But now here comes the big dilemma for everyone involved in thinking, I live in my eternally youthful spirit, mind, and body. We are categorically honest. Gertrude, how old are you? And Gertrude gives me her chronological age. Ellen, how old are you? And Ellen gives me her chronological age. Ingeborg, how old are you? And Ingeborg gives me her spiritual age. 2,000, 4,000, you know. And man, she doesn't look a day over 30, you know. She doesn't look a day over 25, you know. And I say, Sylvia, how old are you? And Sylvia says, you shouldn't ask a lady those questions, you know. I'm just a young spring chicken, you know. And she just goes around acting like a young spring chicken. And people look at her, and they expect her to lay eggs any day. You know? And she just acts like a young spring chicken. And what do people think about her? They think she's young. They think she's exactly what she says she is. And there's no reason why not. You know, there is a disease among some children in this world, and that disease makes them grow old by the day. They may be 10 years old, and they look like they're 100 years old. They have gray hair and wrinkly skin and all sorts of interesting things that people of 100 years old are supposed to have, because this is a disease that they have. Now, that's just a story I'm telling. Whether there's a cure for the disease or whether there's anything further about it, that's not our question right now. Our question is, I live in my eternally youthful spirit, mind, and body. Now, how do I live in my eternally youthful spirit, mind, and body? What is our instant illumination about that? Well, you all know the statement, act as though you are and you will be. Now, Jerome, Act as though you are a good boy, and what are you going to be? A good boy. You betcha. He's going to act as though he is a good boy, and he'll be a good boy. Because that's what a good boy does. He acts as though he is a good boy, and he is a good boy. And Sabrina, if someone says to you, "My, you look like a gorgeous girl," and what are you going to say to them? Naturally, I am a gorgeous girl. Now, you know that you are not yet 21, and so you don't act like you're 21. But now, what do little children like to do? You know, what do little children like to do? Huh? They go into their mommy and daddy's closet and put on their clothes. They put on their mommy's shoes and the lipstick and whatever else. And they put on their daddy's shoes and their daddy's pants. And, of course, they're hanging down way all over the place. And the shirts go down to the floor, right? But it's fun to play that, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's fun to play it. But you don't believe it. You don't believe that you're your daddy. You don't believe you're your mommy. You don't believe that. You know that you are you. And you are the young person you are. Now, as we progress, we should continue with this youthful spirit of knowing who we really are. We're young at heart, even though we play the game of old at heart. And to live in our eternally youthful spirit, mind, and body means that we live in our mental attitude of being eternally young and then being eternally young. Now, I get up on stage and I talk to people, and people call me on the phone. They say, "Let me talk to someone responsible there, because my voice sounds young." And I say, "Just a minute." "Yes, what can I do for you?" "Oh, that's better. That's better. Now I got a man who knows what's going on." And they say, "Well, I want to sell you some stocks and bonds." I say, "Just a minute. Let me give you my granddad, who's got all the money in the family here." "Yes, honey, what is it that you want to tell me?" "Well, I want to sell you some stocks and bonds that'll make you rich." "Make me rich? My God, Bill Gates is my son." "Oh, well, then surely you want to invest in my stuff." But you see, you can play all these games. "Yes, honey." You know, how old would that man be? Oh, my goodness. He's 10 years old. He's a good actor, right? A good actor. He pretends real good. He's 50 years old. He's 25 years old. He's whatever. He's a good actor. We want to learn to be good actors of what it is. I was talking about the young men at the Apple store and how they are the genius squad. You go in there with any problem and they'll answer your problems on the Apple computer and the Apple programming. And this one young man said, "I don't know the answer." And I said, hey, I thought you were the geniuses. And a genius doesn't know the answer? You might say, "Just a minute, I'll check on that." You know? And that's logical for a genius, you know? He wants to make sure that his decision is correct. "I know the answer, but I want to look it up in the book to make sure that the answer is what you want to hear. Because it's for your computer." See, there's this miniature computer, the G5, G4, there's a G8, G10, G6, there's the 17-inch, there's a 15-inch, there's a 12-inch, you know, portable. And my goodness, all those things. And then there are computers that Apple used to put out years ago that they're not putting out anymore and not supporting. Now, what are you going to do for those people who have those computers? Well, you just have to know how to handle everything. You have to know how to do everything. We went into one store, Fry's. And this young man was standing there talking to some other person Spanish. And he was yakking away in Spanish. And the other guy finally bought the product and left. And so we were standing there. And I said, "Show me how this works." He said, "What you do is..." And he went through that little computer thing and showed me how it worked. And he went up and down and in and out. And he pressed buttons before I could even see where the buttons were that he pressed. And he was just wonderful. And so Sam said, "Young man, how old are you?" You know, he looked young. And he says, "19. "Woo-hoo! You are so brilliant at 19. What are you going to do when you're 19 and a half? You know? I mean, That's beautiful. That's beautiful. But he was living the part. He didn't pretend he was older. He says, I know. I know these things. I don't have to get a mustache and a beard and, you know, long hair and so forth to pretend that I'm older. A lot of kids do that. I'm just me. And I do know it. And I'm a young person. I'm 19. And he looked like he was 19. But he also had a lovely humility about him and a lovely genius about him. It was great to see it. See, what is our topic here? I live in my eternally youthful spirit, mind, and body. See your body always as young and dynamic and forceful and fantastic. See your spirit always as attuned with the infinite presence that you are. And see yourself, one as the universal allness. And when you are that, then there is no age. There is no age. Eckhart Tolle tells us, all time is now. Jesus said, all time is now. The philosophers of all time say, all time is now. Scientists say, all time is now. When are we going to listen? When are we going to pay attention to it? All time is now. So right now, I know everything. I am everything. I live in the consciousness of my purity and goodness right now. I'm fantastic. It's nice. I tell you, it's very nice. And it's the way to live. So, think about these things. Realize that when you can live in your eternally youthful spirit, mind, and body right now in your mental attitude, you've got it made. And never, never catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never, never let it go. Never, never let it go. Oh, my dog, my golden retriever, came over as I was singing. He says, Dad, you're the greatest. He'll be with me a long time. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.